our detailed design meeting. And basically, let's start, it's approximately 15:40 or something like that. Okay, the agenda, we're gonna do an opening and then I'll talk about the minutes from the last meeting, what we discussed. Then we'll have the prototype presentation and look at the evaluation criteria. We'll look at the finances and finally do production evaluation and close. So starting off with the last one, I don't have it here, but we talked about energy. We're gonna use a kinetic battery. We want to use a simple chip because we're not gonna need a shuffle, we're gonna need a scroll. We're choosing a latex case with fruity colors, it's curved. And we're using push buttons with a supplement of an on-screen menu. So it sounded like we had set like 8 or 9 buttons, including 5 preset channels. Okay, let's do the look and feel design presentation first.
Do you want to start?
Right, well, we made 3 different prototypes, and I guess we'll start with this one. We have our colors are not fixed, but this is the general shape. It's either sort of either like this in your left hand, or you switch it over, and then it's easily adaptable to either hand. You can push the buttons with your thumb, like a mobile phone, or you can push them with your index finger of your other hand, or even, I mean, there's a whole variety. You can hold it like this and press it with your same index finger. We have the on-off button at the tip, very visible, very big. We have our up and down buttons, which are also going to be our channel selectors, and we have our little menu button here. If you push, if you're just pushing these normally, they're the menu buttons. If the volume buttons, rather. If you press select once, they become channel changing buttons. If you press select 3 times, the menu with the other features and possibly also with your TV channel choices shows up, and you have your 5 presets down here. If people want to grab hold of that, see how it feels in your hand. That's our number one prototype. Do you want to present the potato or shall we do Martian?
There's like a little lightning bolt in it,
what?
Very cute.
They call that one the rhombus.
The
rhombus.
The rhombus.
This one's known as the potato. It's a, how can I present it? It's an ergonomic shape, so it fits in your hands nicely. It's designed to be used either in your left hand or in your right hand. I've done here just the 4 buttons on this one. The 2 blue buttons here are for adjusting the volume. So you've got volume up and volume down on the other side here. The red ones are for changing channels, channel up and channel down, and that moves between your favourite channels that you've selected. This middle button here brings up the on-screen menu, and when you're working in the on-screen menu, you use the other 4 buttons to navigate around the menu system, and the middle button to select. And that's basically it. That's the potato.
On-off?
That would be one of your channels, basically. So like channel 0 would be just switching the machine off.
Could the middle button on the on-screen menu function as a power button?
Not really. It would make it hard to turn the machine off, to turn the TV off.
If you press
and
hold it, maybe?
Yeah, that'd be one of the things.
Try being on-off.
On-off. That's a possibility. And then finally, we have the Martian or the pear. Either way, it's a bit different, just a little bit more of a creative feel. You have the on-off toggle stem on the top. We have the 5 preset C. And then you have on the sides, to make it a little bit more three-dimensional, you have your channel changing, volume changing buttons, and your menu button right here in the middle. For your consideration as well. Plus, it's an interesting talking voice to have standing up. We figured it could stand up like this on your table if you wanted it to, if I did the volume flat. Sorry, just put that on the middle one for now. The menu select button.
Very interesting.
So
that's my favorite.
So that's our three prototypes. Basically, in terms of making decisions, what we need to do is, first of all, decide on a form, which of the three different shapes we want, then decide what kind of button layout we want, how many buttons, and then to choose what colours we want to make the buttons, and if we want to put any text on the device, like labels on the buttons, or put a brand name or logo or whatever.
We were thinking that normally we'd go for 3D colors, but maybe we're also thinking that you're sort of middle-aged man, for an example, customer might not want a 3D colored remote, so maybe we'd have one version that's a bit toned down, maybe with less contrast on it. There's something still a little bright to make it hard to lose, but.
But we don't want it to look like a kid's time.
Yes. Now that was one thing that we brought up over email. I don't know if you picked up your email,
yeah.
But the feature that we considered for it not getting lost.
Right. Well, we were talking about that a little bit when we got that email, and we think that each of these are so distinctive that it's not just like another piece of technology around your house. It's going to be somewhere that it can be seen.
Mm-hmm.
So we're not thinking that it's going to be as critical
like
as that.
It's like on a couch or something.
Would it be very difficult to just have an external device that, like, I don't know, you tape to your TV, that when you press it, a little like beep goes off? Do you think that would be conceptually possible?
I think
it would be difficult technologically,
mm-hmm.
because if your remote's lost, it's probably under the city, and in that case, you can't send an internet signal to it. I'm not quite sure.
That's true.
I wonder if it's more just a gimmick than anything else. I mean, how many times do you really seriously lose your remote control? Would a device like that actually help you to find?
There might be something that you can do in the circuit board in the chip to make a noise or something, but it would take a lot more development
mm-hmm.
than we have this afternoon.
Okay. That's a fair evaluation. So we decided not to worry about that for now. Okay, because, well, the signs are very bright, so you're right, they're going to stick out. But,
so do people have a preference as far as feel and functionality?
I feel like this is similar to sort of what already exists, so if we're trying to think of something sort of like new and fun, even though this is like what you're initially drawn to, just because it's like comfortable and like not different, I sort of like this one. Like I don't know why. It's like small but still sort of like cute looking. I don't know. But I also like the side buttons on that one.
Mm-hmm.
Like I think that's kind of neat. But I don't know how much any of this has to do with the fashionable sort of cool looking thing that we also need to focus on.
Could we maybe have like an extra button on the top for on off? So that would
be
yeah.
There we go.
That's good.
Why don't we do a product evaluation using your criteria?
Well, do you want, like, I think we're supposed to have one that we do it for.
Oh, okay. Okay.
I was a little vague on what exactly I'm supposed to do, but I have to, like, write something on the whiteboard, so.
Okay. Do you need this, or just write on the whiteboard?
No, I actually don't have, like, a PowerPoint thing.
Okay.
Because I think it would be better.
A joystick kind of thing.
Cool.
Hey.
Maybe a little smaller than that.
No, I kind of like it. That's
hard to make. It makes it look more fruity, isn't it?
No, it does. It's kind of like.
It's like a good formed fruit.
Oh, God. Yeah, it could have a stem like that, because I do look kind of like the stem.
Yeah.
It almost helps you keep a grip too.
Yeah.
Interesting.
I like this one.
Okay, is that what people are looking for? The potato. I like the idea of the. I mean, that's really gotten the simplicity of the buttons down. That one.
Mm-hmm. I am worried about like using a menu. In that, like, within menus there are sub menus, mm-hmm. and so how do you
yeah.
get back to the main menu?
Well, on the iPod, for example, you just, every time you want to go back, you hit the menu button again, and it brings you back one level.
But that has a menu button separate from a select button, whereas if this one's both the menu and the select button.
This is, it's, the up and down buttons are used for scrolling up and down for a list of choices.
Okay.
You find the choice that you want, so you press, if you press the right button,
Are these
yeah.
used for going
Yeah,
suddenly
some of those
or
used for going into the notch
maybe,
for something.
Yeah,
so
maybe it could be one of those if you press down and hold for a second, then it brings you back one level or something.
Mm-hmm. Okay, well, as long as we have that in mind as we're designing it, so.
Okay, so which one are we sort of roughly looking at to address whether or not it meets our necessities? The yellowy one, is that? Okay, well, we can obviously change it after we go through each one. So basically what we need to do is some of the things that we've talked about before, we need to make sure that that remote actually does conform to the things that we said it was going to. So what we sort of want to do is we each need to separately rank each of the following things, and then I'll tabulate an average just to make sure that it doesn't meet that. So we'll just go through them one at a time. We'll just go around and each of you can tell me on a scale of 1 to 7, with 1 being really extremely true and 7 being not true at all or false, if the remote that we've created conforms to the following criteria. So we can do this one first. First, we want to know if it meets the fancy look and feel objective. So, like, in my opinion, for now at least, the yellow one is probably somewhere in the middle. So I'm going to say it's like a 3. That's just my opinion.
Yeah.
What is each of you?
I kind of think it's unique enough that I'd give it a 1 or a 2.
Okay. Well, give it a number.
Okay.
Sorry.
I would give it a 1.
I don't know if it's creative. I don't know if fancy is the word I would use. I don't know if any of them are fancy. I'd say 2 because
okay.
unique.
I'm good for 2.
2, awesome. All right, and same sort of scale for functionality. Is it functional? I think it's extremely functional. I'm going to give it a 1.
1.
I think it's functional, but it's also pretty basic, so I'll give it a 2.
Okay.
Functional. I think it'll get everything done. I think it might be a little confusing. First.
Well, there's some others
that's
going to
be a later one. Okay, then I'm going to give it a 2.
Awesome. Okay. We want to know next if it's technologically innovative.
Did you give a function?
Yeah, she said 2.
Okay.
Is it technologically innovative? Not really. I mean, not so much because we don't have the LCD screen, we don't have fancy chip. Other than what it looks like, I don't know if it's.
Well, the kinetic battery.
The battery.
The kinetic battery is a big one. So,
how many people have noticed that though?
But
don't
but
notice
know
that
it's there.
Later, they'll be like, hey, I have never changed the battery.
And if it's made of like latex, that whole idea, that's pretty cool. I'll
just
do it 3. Because we could have picked a lot of features that would have made it really.
Yeah. I would say that it's, yeah, like fancy versus creative, it's different. Does that equal innovative? I don't know. I'll give it a 3.
Alright.
I'd say it's technologically it's not unique. I mean it's just push buttons. So I'd give it a 3.
I think I'm gonna go with 4 as well.
Okay.
I really like the kinetic battery.
Next, is it easy to use? Just so you know, easy to learn will be separate. Is it
okay?
Okay.
Overlap them. I think it's really easy. I'll give it a 2.
I'll give it a 1. Pretty hard to mess up.
I'd say 1.
Yeah, I'd say 2.
Alright. We next want to see if it has a spongy quality. And if indeed it's made of latex or rubber, it's spongy all the way.
Give it 1.
Yeah.
I wonder if it bounces when you drop it.
Ooh, then you could, if you have any break cards,
mm.
Yeah.
So it would be less impact.
What are you doing?
I'll give it 1.
All right, and next is, does it integrate some notion of fruits and vegetables? Well, is it gonna be yellow?
It might be, because that's our corporate color, isn't it?
That's right, yeah, corporate color, we didn't keep that in.
We might wanna keep it yellow.
Well, if we, I know it would make it a little less, a little more confusing, but if we had all the buttons in black and the design in, and the outside in yellow, that would be our corporate one, and then we could also have alternative colors, one more conservative one, one that's more fruity.
More like a silvery kind of white or something.
Yeah.
Yeah, that's it.
And can we have like an RR inscribed on the bottom or something?
We have. Sure.
Okay.
Yep.
All right, so I think it,
So
fruity.
It was inspired by the potato, so I think it's pretty
I think it's kind of mango-y too.
Yeah, I have
Kind of
the mango probably put me over.
That's a much more
But what's everyone's number?
One.
Two.
One.
All right, and does the design match the appropriate behavior? Remember earlier we discussed that people don't use a lot of buttons, that they use the channel flipping the volume the most. I think we really took that into account a lot, so I'm gonna give it a one.
Yeah, me too.
Did you say one, Rose?
Yes.
Okay, also we talked earlier about RSI and wanting to prevent any sort of like carpal tunneling kind of thing. Do we think that the latex sort of grip appropriately takes that into account? I think I'll give it a two, because I almost feel like no matter what you do, something's gonna happen.
Yeah.
And if it's repetitive movement, it is gonna be only four buttons that you're constantly pushing, but
I'm worth this.
I like how it fits in the hand, but I'd go with a two.
I'll say two as well, because older people that aren't used to like texting would have found my friend with it at first, but.
Yeah, I'll say two.
All right, awesome. And the ease of wearing it. I know you were saying that you were a little bit nervous about that. I don't know, it sort of reminds me of the iPod. I just got my iPhone and read the instruction book and I'm doing okay.
Yeah.
So, and I'm not good at learning technology. So I'll give it a two.
The menu system and the fact that multiple buttons are used for different things might be a bit confusing, but I think if it's one of those things that it might take you 5 minutes to figure out, but you'll have it afterwards.
Mm-hmm.
So I think I'd give it a two, I guess.
I think it's probably a little harder than most of us to learn, because you have to use the menu system and you have to tell it what your favourite channels are. And that could take a bit of learning at first.
Mm-hmm.
But once you've learned how to use it, I think it is a lot easier. So I'd give it a four.
Mm-hmm.
I think I'd give it a four too. It's a pretty high learning curve. It'll be easy once you've done it, but
yeah.
All right. Also earlier we had something about losing it, and so now we're not addressing that at all. So
We I think we can kind of say we addressed it with color.
Okay,
but
so in terms of not losing it, do you think that on a scale of 1 to 7, how easy or hard is it to lose? I'm gonna give it a 4, because I think that you can still, if it's in between somewhere where you can't see it, you're kind of not gonna find it, but
mm-hmm.
anywhere else it's gonna stand out.
I'd say I'd give it a 3. I guess it depends how tidy you are going.
Mm-hmm. You give it a 4.
I'll give it a 5, because it would be easy to use. So.
Small too.
Right, we also said simplicity. How well does it address just being simple?
Simple to use or simple in design?
Do you think overall? Because we had said before our two main things were simplicity and fashion, so those are the next two things we might look at. Separate from fancy, like that sort of thing. It like wants to be simple. But it's not like totally simple, so I'm gonna give it a 2.
I'm gonna give it a 3, I guess.
I'll give it a 2.
3.
Alright, and fashionable?
It's totally fashionable.
It's mango, come on. I mean, how fashionable can you make a road? I think it's bringing technology and fashion together really well.
I don't know, I don't think it's quite as fashionable as my robot remote.
I do like it.
Yeah, the toggle on off switch. Number?
2.
3.
1.
And does it meet our like demographic need, so sort of for international PO, that whole thing. Just that it would serve our audience. I don't see why not.
Mm-hmm. I think as long if we offer it in at least three different color arrangements,
mm-hmm.
that's good. So I'll give it a 2.
PM.
Does anyone have any other features that they think are important that we didn't talk about?
Well, we didn't address the fact that it does need to have a corporate logo. So let's make sure we keep that in mind that that one of our color concepts is
sure,
a corporate
yeah.
and has an RR on it.
Well, I think
all of them
should have an RR.
Yeah.
And so we're going to do that. So we'll address
mm-hmm.
it. Fine.
Okay. Okay, now we're going to look at finances. I have an Excel sheet that we're actually going to calculate the costs. So we'll figure it out with this first. Okay.
Why?
I know. Let me space. I'm going to zoom in real quick. Okay, hand dynamo. We're using a kinetic battery,
we're using
right?
Kinetic, yeah.
And we're having one per one.
Yeah.
Okay. Electronics.
Single.
Simple
rather.
Okay. Case.
Double curve.
Yeah,
it's very curvy. So. Okay.
Yeah, I never did get a picture of those, so I don't really know. Our case material supplements, we skipped.
Plastic and.
No, the plastic for the inside is assumed,
but
the supplement is.
The wood?
Oh, I guess it was rubber rather than.
It was rubber and special color, right?
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
Okay. Like more than one special color?
Yeah,
we're going to
need at least two special colors.
I don't know what the basic color is.
I don't know
what,
yeah.
Well, but we know that we're having at least three colors, so.
Let's just say
well, are we talking about on each color combination, or are we, we'll have yellow and black. Is that two special colors?
I don't know.
Or
that
or
I
is
think
white and black
be
two more, or? I guess it's three, just like three.
Fine.
Maybe the RR will be in color as well, so, yeah. Interface. We're doing push buttons.
Yeah.
And how many buttons do we have?
Six.
Five.
On
a
five.
Six.
With a power. Yeah.
Anything else?
No. Oh, are the buttons in special colors? Special.
Oh, buttons. Oh, so the case material will just have one color, right? But
well,
then the buttons will be in special colors.
What if we're making multiple varieties of? This is where I'm getting confused.
We're saying per unit.
Per unit.
Yeah.
Okay.
Okay. So each unit will only have one color.
All right. And each button.
But the cases could have up to. The buttons could be up to three colors. Or that's
yeah.
how it's designed there.
I like those. Yeah.
Okay.
Special form. They're all kind of just push buttons.
No, I think they're fine.
Special material.
We want the rubber as well, probably. Yeah.
So, oh, do I have to do it per button? Do I?
No, I don't think so. I think if they're all going to be rubber, then that's what it matters.
Yeah, so
yeah.
It makes sense
yeah.
for us, because for the whole case material, it's only one.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
It's two to make it rubber.
Okay.
Oh, wait, so maybe.
13.7.
Uh-oh.
Yeah, what can we reduce?
Okay, let's have our buttons all be one color.
I kind of like the buttons.
I do. It's only going to bring us down to 13.3 anyway. Okay, are we sure this is double curved? Maybe it's single curved.
We have to no idea.
We have no idea.
I don't know. I didn't get any pressures.
It's single curved!
Why? What's not? Yeah. Okay, it's a kinetic battery that's kind of expensive, but we have a simple chip, single curve, case material is rubber, and it's a special color.
Yeah.
But that's important.
That is important.
Six buttons.
How did it
and
get more expensive? Wasn't you just changed?
What?
It was 13 and now it's 15.
No, okay, maybe not. I don't know what just happened. Now it's 12.
Oh.
What was the topic last year?
12.5.
12.5, so I just.
So we're okay, I think.
Well, okay.
Yeah.
No. Ish.
Okay, we're all set. Save. I saved that to our big shared folder, so you know. Okay, back to agenda. Are the costs under €1,250?
Yes.
Yes.
Yes, they are.
Let's move on to the project evaluation. Project process. Satisfaction with, for example, the room for creativity, leadership, teamwork, the means, any new ideas for anything. So I guess what we're going to talk about here is just evaluating how we created this project, the information we got, and used, how we used it, if we were able to use our creativity with the information. How well I guess I led it, how well we worked together as a team, the digital pen, the whiteboard.
Okay.
I felt very creative, but I enjoyed making the prototypes.
I think we've been successful in that we achieved almost all of the design goals that we set ourselves at the start.
Yeah.
And we've come up with the finished project and we just about got it really fast.
I think we could have done even better with a little bit more information, like once a single curve case, how many colors, what do colors count, things. But given what we had, I think we did really well. I think we worked together for the moment.
Yeah, I mean, if I had more market research and vegetables, maybe we could have taken that into account.
But the fruits and vegetables stated it in my creativity. So
no, it really did. The whole mango idea was great. No, I mean,
do you think
that the pen was a little distracting for me personally? Like, it's having it, like just being so conscious of turning the pages, I don't know. That was a bit of a distraction.
Yeah.
The last one, like I chose not to do a PowerPoint because I didn't think it made sense to, so I liked that I had the option to do that and just to take my own notes and that sort of thing.
I think we all made very significant contributions. I don't think anybody dominated it, which I thought was really good. Like each of us was able to, each of you had your information and I tried to facilitate it with that, like taking over. Kind of a little finished product.
Kind of want one. Can we mark it as this when that you over wrote? Should we have that somewhere on the packaging?
I'm trying to think of a good pun that I could add there.
No, it's a good, like a jingle.
And it's the RR that's going to be etched in.
Yes. Hopefully not when you're trying to figure it out at some point. But, a useful little gadget.
Oh,
thanks to Ian for the design of that one.
Okay,
what do we
new ideas
found? People should really base their books on fruits and vegetables.
Definitely.
Yeah.
Or at least be creative enough to think of toggle switches and et cetera.
I am really into the idea of kinetic batteries now.
Oh, I'm so excited.
Yeah,
I didn't even know they existed.
I knew you could get watches that had them, like really quite expensive watches. That just never need a battery because you're always moving your wrists. But in other things, I think it'd be really good.
And it, yeah,
that's awesome.
Okay, closing. At the cost within the budget, is the project evaluated? And then the final questionnaire meeting summary. So this is a great product, kids. I think we've created something really interesting and that we have a market for it. Especially if we can produce it at 12.3, which we hope. Make sure in your questionnaire to put down criticisms of both the process and the final results. And
yeah.
I do like the Martian remote. If you choose more than one, that would be my second choice.
Oh, that's definitely my second choice.
I'll go to the top toggle. I'm afraid
yeah,
I'd break it. I'd break it.
You gotta break it.
It started because I wanted to have it as a stick on my thing. All right. So, what looks funny? It started as a pear, and then it started looking more and more like a bison. What did you
think? Like a penguin, like
I was like, please, what am I doing?
I like that it stands out.
Well, maybe I should market it to someone who can company now. So our
That was about to happen.
Okay.
Congratulations.
Something will come up in Slack for me, it's supposed to be over at
Right.
Slack Island.
I got more master classes, anybody else wanna like take a master's class?
That's really funny that you got spammed in your work email.
Yeah, but check it out, so like there are all these like links, they don't go anywhere. But all you need to keep in mind your knowledge management. Make sure you do.
No, the first time that you said like I realized it was a joke and I was like, why did she send this to us? It's very work relevant, cause people send spam a lot.
Yes, definitely. I'm very sad that I didn't get any links to the corporate website.
Carrie, please see what to do.
Did I get to the corporate website?
You should just see what's
Inspiration
up.
about circuit boards.
Yes.
That's really neat.
Hold on. Takes a while to get excited to load it. That by itself is pretty cool.
Yes,
Yeah,
I love
that
Excel, it's one
It's
of my favorite programs.
like Inspiration. Basically, I need to do two sentences on fashion and that kind of thing. See, you need more style
Same.
than that.
Yeah, my inspiration from last time is
Funny.
the interior of remote control being taken apart bit by bit, talking about circuit boards. I learned a lot, actually.
Oh, wow.
I could probably take apart a remote control now if I really needed to.
This one was cooler. I got a little table and everything.
I don't have all the circuits and chips and transponders and I wrote it all down because I thought it would be relevant, like all the different parts of the inside of a remote control, but then they're like, you don't actually need this. You
That's
just need
like
a
mine,
check
it was
out the
like, would
case.
you prefer an LCD screen or a multi-function remote control? And it didn't have like any kind of table. Like, awesome. I'm glad they asked that question and didn't report the results.
That's really interesting, though.
I thought it was a little tricky having to hand around this thing.
Yeah.
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 We had a lot of the otherwise the technology out today was kinda cool.
Yeah.
That was really neat, having the emails
Didn't
and
use the whiteboard that much.
No. Although I don't see how we could have very, well, at least for me, I
Yeah, if I had gotten pictures of the different parts of the case, the different looks of the case, I would've probably drawn more, but
So we're like voting on anything. I think usually the whiteboards are good. You know, like crossing out ideas or like if we had like a brainstorming
Yeah, we could've
period.
put our brainstorming stuff up there rather than just talking about it, but
I thought we were good orally.
With only four people it doesn't really make sense. I think if you
And
have
that
a
was
larger
and with
group
the PowerPoint that we can all look at. Like you
Yeah.
can do all those things pretty much on PowerPoint.
Yeah.
Cuz that's
And
not
these
just
might have
an app.
made us more willing to like take notes than to like write them
Mm.
here, cuz we all needed them separately kind of on the whiteboards in this room.
Okay. Because we're all gonna be working in different places.
Yeah.
If we were all gonna stay in here all the time, then having the notes up on the whiteboard would've been all right, but everyone needs their own like specific notes, I guess.
Now, when you were creating your prototypes here, did you work together or did you like do separate projects?
We worked together, but we were making like we sort of made different shapes and then discussed how the buttons might work, and how we could like improve on the designs.
So it's a bit of both, really. We just kind of started out by each taking a color of clay and just fooling around with it, and I came out with that rhombus shape and he came out with that sort of potato-y mandrel shape, and then just went from there, really.
Cool.
It was fun. I felt done with the management. I felt well managed.
Oh, thanks.
I think we did well in first of all keeping our meetings to time, and secondly actually we did a good job of making firm decisions at the end of the meeting.
Sorry.
That
happened to me all the time, though.
I know what happens sometimes is that you tend to sort of have meetings and then people sort of drift away without anything actually really being decided. But I think here we got clear and decisive. size of lights out at the end of the meeting so that we knew where to go on from there.
Yeah, I was quite worried at the end of the last meeting that we didn't really have enough information to make firm decisions.
Mm-hmm.
But we were able to do it regardless, so. I'm not usually a very decisive person, so I'd have to have people say this needs to be done to confide in.
I found that we could have used another 5 or 10 minutes.
Yeah,
especially the last
yeah.
time.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, I think the last time we had a lot of information,
yeah,
but at the same time, not quite enough. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
We couldn't answer every single question.
And I felt the first two meetings that I was coming in with no information, and that sort of made me really, I don't know, throwing together a PowerPoint out of no information. And then the last time it was like the opposite. I had so much information and so much to talk about.
It was interesting what came out like later, like as I was doing when I was doing the breakdown on the agenda that they gave me, that more points came out from your presentation. Even. I am a little disappointed that we didn't do something for losing the remote, because
yeah.
that was kind of a big point.
And that was something like, in order to talk about that, we would have had to have actual knowledge about circuit boards.
About
and
yeah.
And also, even when we just were creating from the Excel file, there wasn't like an option to select to somehow
mm-hmm.
have it included. So there was no way we could be like, yeah, I have the version.
Mm-hmm.
There's no way for us to.
Down
that it was really there.
I think we were just getting over enthusiastic with the task.
Well, it's interesting
that I got into it. I mean, I got into it as the day went on. I got really like, ooh, I'm designing the remote control. I don't know if that's just
mm-hmm.
me, but
yeah, it was interesting though that they put that 50% of people say they have frustration with losing their remote, and yet they didn't provide us with information to discuss that. I know that like people have like. Things they can put on their keys that you press it and it'll beep.
Yeah.
But I'm sure that would require some kind of technology that I just don't know what it is.
I think there are some of those like, infomercial remotes that have things, so you won't lose them.
Mm.
I don't know. I mean, we were talking about it, and like, in my household, at least, there's only about 2 places that the remote is ever. Because there's only 1 TV, and there's
that's
only like
thing,
3
chairs. You know, your keys, I don't always do anyway. To lose them in your pocket, like you just will forget that, or like put it down somewhere that like made sense, and then
mm-hmm.
I remember there's always ways to lose things.
It depends on how organized you are personally.
Yeah, or like I guess what the setup of the house is too.
Mm-hmm.
But I am notorious for losing my keys. I guess I've just never lost them. I put my keys in the refrigerator the other day. Find them. That's putting groceries away. you're taking stuff in a bag and putting them in the refrigerator. Back to my room.
Take it in.
Look all around the kitchen. Definitely in the vegetable drawer.
Oh, I always do the VBA in my coat and then I'm using a different coat.
Mm. Yep.
But I guess it's good we don't really carry remotes around that much.
Yeah.
Yeah, I'll take it into the other room. We need a little robot puppy and have a robot alien pair or whatever he is. Have a little voice. I'm really busy.
A GPS is
the internal GPS.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. How about if it's sitting still for
we should make one that walks by itself.
It really could get up and walk away.
Or there's some crazy like electromagnet that you push it and it'll zoom to the TV and sit there.
just a wheel, you know? Just if you like you have to have a remote for your remote, that would get
it.
Well, but if you could attach them to the TV then
all kinds of possibilities.
Okay. Sorry, I'm just trying to update my minutes. I decided to, you know how I sent you the email saying that PowerPoint and minutes will be complimentary rather than like repeating. I'm just gonna make, I'm making full minutes so that it'll include all of the agenda and all that. Cause it seems a little more useful.
It's the kind of most typing and organizing to do.
But I didn't have like information to swap there either, so.
How much of your PowerPoint was already done for you every meeting?
Most of it. I added slides, I added a couple slides each time, but that's about it.
And we go ahead and use slides, cause I would just get slides with titles on them, fill them all in. Didn't even think about adding more.
Well, the thing was, it would provide an agenda with like several points, but it wouldn't have a slide for each point. And that's the only way I remember that I need to go over that point. I know personally when I do PowerPoint, that's what I do. So I added ones, even if it was just like the title of it, like the three presentations, and then we do that.
Can you have the slogan on it, or can it just be like?
The slogan on it? No.
No, that's under gun.
Like, you could go around the outside.
So I don't think we need to, I think the R and R, especially the yellow and black one.
Is it yellow and blue?
Or yellow and blue, when we go to the webpage.
Yeah, I was just kind of going by the webpage, cause they didn't give me any clear, like yellow and gray.
I wonder if it's black, gray. Gray is better than black, doesn't look so bumbly.
Hey, as long as you're ready.
Ready on like news footings.
Finish meeting now. Wasn't it interesting that, I thought it was interesting when our marketing expert did not agree with the marketing, marketing choices, you know, like.
My mom, like, just like, you're really doing like a really big market evaluation, you wouldn't just have like one set of source kind of, and they were so not backed up, we'd just be a sentence being like, we did a survey, this is what people said.
Yeah, I don't know.
No, it's different.
I guess it's sort of a gray, isn't it? Yellow and gray, but then the slogan is blue.
Well, we got some gray and we got some blue buttons, we're good.
Yeah, well, we don't have the right color for it anymore.
Maybe it like.
Well, we're not sadly going to actually be producing this.
Oh.
If they ever come out with
potato bag, we'll shake your boots.
I'm claiming intellectual property.
Yeah.
I can't believe the whole day's done. I feel like I still got all the good slacking.